I'm not going to do the opening because every time I do the opening, you just cut me off. So
you can do the opening.
No.
Do the opening.
Nope.
Do the opening.
No.
Do it right now.
I already said
I'm literally
I wasn't.
Giving you the reins.
I'm not a person ready, who goes ready? Back
like,
on
like,
my
like
words.
A reindeer. Here. Here's the reins. Go. Do your thing.
Like a reindeer. State like Farm a, is like there.
A reindeer? Yes. State Farm is there?
Hey, State Farm is there for any... Bit. My what?
Do your bit. You said you had a bit.
No. I told you I wasn't going to do it.
You know what's funny? My cold opening also involved the chicken.
Oh, well, he's gone.
Well, he's gone now. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
We look at backwards. It's you. It's me. It's us. Season 4.
Because why not?
Welcome to Nerd Slash. Welcome to the pod. I was gonna grab him and tell you that I've learned ventriloquism.
You got there.
Yeah. I got there. Like a train, I made it.
I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
What if the train doesn't make it?
Like it gets murdered in cold blood?
No, it gets derailed. And a lot of people get murdered in cold blood.
That was...
You were the one who said, like, a train, I made it. What if you're like those people on that airplane where the door just completely came off?
Did you see that happened? And people...
Yes, I just mentioned
just
it.
There?
Yeah. But that makes sense.
No, but like nonchalant. Like just like,
Yeah, we live in the United States. We grew up in war our entire lives.
What's
we are desensitized to everything.
No, but like what's the one deadly situation that you think you would be like the most, not calm, but like you're like, it is what it is. Because there's a lot of situations I feel like we would all freak out in. But like what's one that you're like, whatever.
If.
This is going to sound bad.
If the national alarm went off and be like, you're going to get nuked. There's nothing you can do. You can't run away from it. I'd just probably be like, yeah, okay.
What would you like? Would you like toss on something on YouTube? Would you like stare at your roof?
I would probably.
Would you like try to hook, like make like a really good last good meal?
No, I'm guessing I don't have enough time to make a meal, brother.
Well, I mean,
if they're like,
I mean,
a nuke is coming.
A nuke's going to take a few minutes to hit. I played Call of Duty.
Man, they're terrible if they have a few minutes to stop it and they fail.
What are they going to do?
I'm guessing...
Lasso it?
I'm guessing we have like 20 seconds. Thing goes on, I look at my phone.
20 seconds?
20 seconds. I look at my phone, it says, you're going to get hit by a nuke. C'est la vie. I'm just going to be like...
Ah! Sorry.
I'm just going to be like, okay. Okay. Like, I'm going to sit down. I mean, like, at least I don't have to go to work tomorrow.
I would.
At least I don't have to pay rent.
So in 20 seconds, right? A lot can happen in 20 seconds.
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna go, right? You
mm-hmm.
know, to like my fiance.
Uh-huh. Right? But what if she's at work?
I'm gonna go to a picture and just go, right? I'm gonna okay. very, very
you could,
like,
you know,
speed,
call her.
Speed. I'm also gonna call her. And then I'm gonna speed of light, run to your house, wind up and slap you the hardest in the face I've ever slapped you.
Okay. You wouldn't.
And then I'm going to go in your pool
we
so
both
I can
know,
finally go
in
your pool.
We both know that if we had 20 seconds, you and I were together and we found out you'd first call Thalia, but we would give each other a hug and then we would be gone.
Oh, that's like the, what's the skeletons from Pompeii?
No.
That they're just like holding each other? Are you going to embrace me?
It's going to, this is going to sound terrible. It's going to be like,
sorry. The mic keeps miking.
It's gonna be like the people are gonna find our bone, like our remains, embracing. They're gonna be like, they must have been alive. And that's gonna be the lovers' embrace. That's gonna be our history. What we are remembered as being.
Not, not the podcast, not our like achievements to humanity, just
brother, if they found us and they could
brother, in this case, I'm your lover, apparently.
Well, that's up to them. You know, they can make whatever
assumptions they
yeah,
want.
Assumptions.
Why are they assuming that we're lovers?
Because we were in an embrace.
But like, has a father never hugged his son before? Has a brother never hugged his brother before?
Yeah, but they're like, we live in an age where it's accepted that you can
I
be
like,
with a man.
I like,
right?
I like
so,
hugs.
I like hugs too. I would hug you before I die.
Now you would slap me.
No, I wouldn't.
You would slap me.
I feel like we definitely hit each other a lot. Yes.
Yeah, I have
absolutely
a clip.
Right.
I have a clip of you hitting me.
And I have at least 7.
You curse, by the way.
I know.
Yeah.
I've given up.
You know,
by the way,
never.
I've given up.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna curse as much.
The fact
because I was doing a lot.
The fact that you lasted that long, though,
I was. But I've given up actually like caring. So,
well, you know, I've actually never been on a train.
Wait, really?
No, never been on a train.
Never.
Nope.
You should go on the Bright Line.
Like in a video game, I've been on a train.
You should go on the Bright Line.
You know that mission in COD? I don't know why I keep bringing up COD. You know that mission?
Did that train derail?
Which one?
The one in COD.
Probably.
Yeah, that's why we're desensitized. Probably. Thank you.
We derail a lot.
No, we'll be like mid-conversation. I think we talk about exactly what we want to talk about. I don't think that's derailing.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. So if we were together, we wouldn't hit each other. I know that for a fact, dude. I bought you a sword. You saved me from killing myself. So
have I ever showed the sword on the podcast?
No, but I don't want you to right now.
Wow, because your sword's cooler?
No, you got the nicer sword. I bought you the nicer sword.
Don't buy me a sword.
Yes. But if you get up, you're going to move your mic and then it's going to fall.
I'm actually really sneaky.
And you're not going to be able to figure out how to put it back. And then I'm going to have to get up and put it back.
I'm actually really sneaky. Like super sneaky. I used to give my mom heart attacks because I would sneak into her room at night and stand at the foot of the bed like this.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine. But okay, I would stand there like this at the foot of her bed.
Uh-huh.
Because I felt bad waking her up, but she would wake up and see me like the child from Insidious.
Brother.
And just be like, Jesus.
Brother, there's so many times that we watch a horror film and there's a child exactly like that. And we're like, throw away the child. Your mother's a saint.
Yeah, I know.
And your fiance's a saint. Because I'm sure you do that to her too.
Nah. Maybe. Maybe like once or twice. Maybe three times. Maybe six times this week.
Talia, can I get confirmation? She is crying off the thing. So thoughts and prayers out for Talia and her mental health. Actually, today's sponsor is Talia's mental health. It's rapidly declining.
Yeah, so that's our sponsor. Our sponsor's already going down.
It's already going downhill. Just like this podcast.
We need to bring
Thank
Juan.
Thank you.
We need to bring Juan back as our sponsor.
Hey, Juan. Instead of being our sponsor, how just about become you be,
on, just, yeah,
how
just,
about you just come on the podcast?
Just be on the podcast. It'd be great.
Yeah, we would love if you were just on the podcast with us. Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be really funny if this is someone's first podcast.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, "Oh, Juan's probably like a really cool like person that which he is, right?"
I love how
and then we're just going to have this man on there and be like, "Who?" And we're going to be like, "Nah, this is our friend's dad."
Yeah. Why does that qualification need to mean anything? He's a cool person.
I just think it's funny if
it doesn't matter if he's a father. Why is he only qualifier that he's a father?
Can you lift your feet up?
No holes. No holes, everyone.
They're not the same socks, but one problem at a time.
Why do you gotta call me out? Listen, are your grippers out?
Listen, no, I got chanclas.
Chanclas?
Chanclas.
If you hit me with it again, listen,
I understand you. I also wear mismatched socks all the time because Thalia steals all my socks. So I I'm down to like my last, like, you know, like your bottom of the barrel socks?
Yes.
You know, like the socks that you bought like maybe like one time on a whim that you've never worn?
No.
Cool. I'm designated to wearing the feet socks that Gabby bought me.
Mm.
Which they're cool socks. Don't get me wrong. I wear them from time to time.
I don't have that problem with a significant other.
You don't have feet?
No, a significant other.
You don't have a significant other? I thought I was your significant
other. No, you're getting married.
Okay. Well, should we do... Do you want to do like a speed round dating?
A speed round
Yeah, we do like a segment. We'll like bring people on the pod.
No, I'm good.
And we can just like...
Nope, I'm good.
Donald, you do have a girlfriend. By the way, guys, I don't know if we've ever mentioned this on the podcast. Like, it's... We'll talk about it a little bit later on, but like... Donald's dating Sydney Sweeney. Like, Hollywood superstar. Like, I don't know how much longer we could have hid that, dude. Like, celebrities have such a hard time hiding who they're with. And like... I'm gonna give you credit where credit's due, man. I don't know how you managed. Like, she had Immaculate. She had the Madam Web movie, which, sorry about that. Mm-hmm. And Nothing About You, whatever, the rom-com.
Sure.
Which, the fact that you were able to see your girlfriend kiss Glenn Powell that many times, like, can you just tell us, like, how you managed to do that? Mm-hmm. How have you waited for this long?
I didn't. In another universe, you actually made the Google Doc, and that's how we met. So,
but, like, how did you actually meet?
We didn't.
Oh, we're still pretending. Okay, my bad. Sorry. Cut that. Editor Sophie. We don't want to blast Donald for his celebrity significant other. Are you not proud of the fact that you're dating her?
I'm not. And so I don't like to say I'm dating someone that I'm not dating. Because
he's really playing off into it. It's okay. It's okay. You looked really schnazzy at that movie premiere, by the way. I really appreciated that photo.
What movie
premiere? When you went to go see Madame Web. How do I know more about your dates?
Here's the thing. I get the joke and everything, but even if it was true, I wouldn't go see Madame Web. I knew it was going to be a trash movie. Not even in support
Hopefully
of a significant
you didn't
other.
Tell about say, damn, that's
it, even in support of a significant no, other, I would not have seen it. It was a trash
make a movie
fucking
with
movie.
You now. You're going to be like...
No, anything I make is trash, but it's my trash, and so I watch it.
It's like the song you made.
I'm going to punch you.
You already did
you
last
are,
podcast.
You are choosing violence
you
today.
You already did last podcast. Speaking of celebrities,
is this why
though,
you wanted my phone?
No. I wanted your phone because I liked your phone case.
Okay. So before the podcast, he asked me if I could give him my phone.
Of course, Tono is trying to make an elaborate ruse. That isn't the truth. Just like how when he...
Whose phone number did you make? Okay, you didn't make that phone number, eh? Okay.
What do you mean? What phone number are you talking about? Anyways, speaking of a celebrity, Stonel, right?
Whose phone number is this?
Your girlfriend's.
No.
Sydney, I'm so sorry. Anyways, so speaking of celebrities, right? There was this filter on your neurodivergent...
Whose phone call is...
Why does your brain not allow you to single mind?
Oh.
Anyway.
Did you?
Did I what?
Well, so Sophie's going to have to take off the phone number. So, it's apparently Talia's phone, but here's the thing. How did you guys get it to say Sydney? Good joke. How did you guys get it to say Sydney Sweeney? But now it doesn't. It just says the phone number.
Total. He's really committed to this live. Okay. Anyway, speaking of celebrities, so I did a TikTok filter.
If you guys ever want to see what gaslighting is, like a great explanation of what gaslighting is, it's what Evan's doing right now. That's honestly why Talia's mental health is declining, because Evan is such an abusive like fiance. So
as we have the clip of you beating me up last time.
And I have clips of 7 different times you slapped me in payback that you finally got
on
hit.
On the podcast?
Yes.
No. Run it. Play the clips. Yeah, giving you more
Sophie,
work.
I allow you not to play the
giving
clips.
Giving you more work to do.
No. Hey, welcome to my fucking world, Sophie.
No, but she did really good last time. She
did a great job last time. But you going, roll the clips isn't fair because you don't do shit for it. And then we have to fucking edit all of it.
Roll the clips. There's going to be no clips, are there?
No, there's not going to be any clips. Because asking an editor,
you know what I think,
to go
happen?
Through at least 5 or 6 entire episodes of us just yelling at each other is not fair.
I really want, while we're yelling at each other, for me saying roll the clips, it's just her with a video doing this. And that's all that plays.
Can we just have, in the bottom right of the screen, just like a cutout of just Sophie, like, editors, like editor Sophie, like, no.
Let me get a GIF, a sticker.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you talk now. I tried to say my thought.
What do you mean?
I just tried saying something 7 times.
No. You can speak. It's just, I was actually like, hey, great joke, but I'm still flabbergasted at the way that you somehow got it to say Sydney Sweeney, which was great. I will give it to you. It was great. I also don't know when you did it. But then I looked at the phone. And it was just a number.
Just a number?
It was just a number.
So the memories are gone? Just...
So, I don't know how you got there.
So TikTok told me I was Taylor Swift. That's where I was trying to get with that with you. But you know, you didn't let me talk.
What?
So TikTok has this filter. First off, there's another filter, which is it gives you what job you would have based off how you look. I got a farmer like 3 times in a row. So if you ever need some like crops, let me know, dude. All right?
You do be crop dusting.
I do be crop dusting. You know, I'll just go by and go, wah.
Okay.
You know? But then I did a different filter, which is which celebrity you like, because people were getting some outrageous, outrageous celebrities, right?
Okay.
Like this poor woman, right? Mm-hmm. This poor woman, straight up Kanye West. And I was like, don't know how. But yeah, TikTok gave me Taylor Swift. And I honestly feel like I could be Taylor Swift.
So you did,
I think I have split personality.
So you got a TikTok filter. It's like,
are you looking up the TikTok filter?
Yeah. So it's what celebrity am I?
Sure.
Okay. So, and while you were doing this, what celebrity am I? You got Taylor Swift.
I got T Swizzle.
And so you wanted to do an entire bit. Was that?
Yeah, sure.
Was it the scanning to see what celebrity looked like? You're the one who did the bit.
Yeah, but like I'm not seeing your phone. All I hear is this guy going, this filter tells me which
Okay. So you had Taylor Swift and you did an entire bit that I was dating Sydney Sweeney?
No.
I'm so lost.
No, hey.
I'm so lost.
It's like he doesn't pay attention.
I'm just kind of flabbergasted. It was all the gaslighting that you did that made me like recede into my shell.
Donald's not in a podcast anymore. Donald just wants to try to make everyone believe that he's being gaslit. And that's not fair to Sydney. And I don't understand why you're going to stand here and say that she's not your girlfriend. Anyways.
Have you ever thought about,
Wait. This is the part where Donald's going to readjust his posture, right? And he's going to say something. Continue.
Have you ever thought about that if Sydney Sweeney was my girlfriend? Let's say I'm just gonna play into the bit. Let's say Sydney Sweeney was my girlfriend. Do you ever think that maybe I was hiding it because she's such a public figure and she wouldn't want it to be broadcasted to the world?
Yeah, but then you started talking about how she's not, but then she called you and like, we can't.
Yeah, we can, because the entire point of being private, we had an entire discussion about celebrities getting leaked and stuff like that and how they deserve a little bit more privacy. And so what you did is you leaked possibly a celebrity's private business out into the world.
See, so Donald's going to try to make me feel bad, even though he's making his own girlfriend feel bad by not acknowledging. That's so...
As someone who has...
already know the plot of her
next
movie.
As someone who has a fiance, you know that if whatever your fiance says is rule, and maybe my girlfriend...
That is not true. It's law. There's a difference.
Okay, so, hey, you corrected me. You're absolutely correct. And so maybe my girlfriend said, hey, I would rather not be public with it right now because it can be such a big deal. And I took that as law, and you took it as wiping your ass with it.
I really like your black shirt.
Thank you.
You're just going to really die on this hill, aren't you?
I'm not dying on this hill. I'm just saying, let's say I am dating Sydney Sweeney, maybe there was a reason I was hiding it.
Oh my God, Dono, are you pregnant?
Maybe I want to keep
that. Is that why you've been craving really weird food when we go out? Is that why you want mac and glizzies? The sides were so obvious. Dude, I'm sorry. Listen, editor, I'm going to need you to cut this. We're going to delete all of it. I'm so sorry. Please name the child after me. And I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for you. Thalia's cousin gave birth a few months ago. So if you would like
to. I would just like to point out that our audience said Evan Sweeney, which implies that I took her last name, which like period, right? Like equality, men should maybe take their wives' last names as well for the children. But at the same time, I think that that's fucking hilarious.
You know what I think would be really ironic?
Yes.
Let's say, you know, your relationship with Sydney doesn't work out, which I hope it doesn't. I hope you guys have a long and happy life together. Right.
He just said, I hope it doesn't.
No. Like I'm saying, if it does end, and I'm saying, I hope it doesn't end. Right. I'm saying that I hope you guys do have a long and happy life together. Right. If she marries a guy, right, with the last name Todd, their child would be, let's say, Joseph Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
Like the barber, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Or she could just name her son Todd Sweeney.
And then, halfway through their like child's name, they have to have...
And in Japan, it'll be Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd. Oh. And then they also have to nickname their second child Grease Rise of the Pink Ladies.
No.
Because when we watched Sweeney Todd, that was the only advertisement that came on 37 times.
Where did we watch it on?
like Tubi.
Peacock? Tubi. Oh, it's Tubi. We watched Sweeney Todd on Tubi, and it had commercials, but it wasn't like different commercials. It was Rise of the Pink, Grease, Rise of the Pink Ladies, every single time. And there was at least 13 commercials.
I memorized it.
And it was crazy. It was just like the most, like Sweeney, like, no, Sweeney's like ex, or not ex, the girl that he was with, I don't know her name, starts cooking people. And then it's like, people eat like the people pastries for the
she
first
makes
time.
Pies out of human flesh. That's literally what it is. She
yeah, I was explaining that.
No, you said she eats, they eat people.
Yeah.
But you were
baked goods that are made from people. If you would have let me finish, I would have gotten there.
Isn't it unfortunate when people interrupt your thought?
Yeah. And it's also unfortunate when your best friend decides to air out all of your like laundry into a podcast.
Well, I have to do your laundry.
When you've expressed to him multiple, you have to do your own laundry, and that's hard enough.
I have to do your laundry because it's been sitting in a pile in your guest room for months now.
No, it hasn't. I cleaned that.
Yeah?
Yes.
After 3 months?
Yeah.
Why'd it take you 3 months?
Because I was away from work for a month and a half on a shoot.
Mm-hmm. Sydney Sweeney shoot.
Let's continue.
So I really like no, I kind of want to stay on this tangent.
Oh my god.
I really like, you know, obviously I'm Taylor Swift now, you know, okay. Which explains why I would be friends with Sydney Sweeney in the first place.
Okay.
But so I'm Taylor Swift, right?
Oh, so you're friends with her too?
Why would I not be friends with your girlfriend?
She's a very busy woman.
Okay.
She actually just came out.
So are you. Are you still my friend?
She actually came out with a movie like 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah, no. Did you see it?
No.
Unsupported boyfriend. Anyway, so, you know, obviously I'm Taylor Swift.
It's the thing is that our relationship hinges on the fact that when she gets out of work, she wants to feel like a human. So if I watch her films, then I'm like a part of the industry. You see what I mean? Like, I'm a consumer.
No, you're just going to roast
herself.
Her movies. You said you hated Madame Web. Like,
No, I didn't hate Madame Web because
you said,
of
you
Sydney
said
Sweeney.
I wouldn't watch Madame Web because it's a bad movie.
It is, right? But
have
like,
you seen it?
No.
How would you know?
That's
what if it's a great movie?
Hey, I'm willing to be admitted wrong. I am wrong about that. I should watch it before I say it's
you
a bad
really
movie.
Should. I've watched most of it. It's a really bad
okay,
movie.
Okay, okay,
right,
cool. Cool.
So obviously, you know, because I'm Taylor Swift, and, yes. You know, I have millions of... I forgot what they're called.
Swifties?
Swifties? Yes.
Yeah.
Swifties.
Okay, cool.
I feel like I just pissed off an entire fan base right now.
Yeah, and a bunch of football fans too for some reason.
First off, amazing.
Yeah, honestly.
Good for them.
I'm glad that she finally found the man that would treat her right.
I'm not reading that out loud. Anyways, you know, I think that I would be great like in a fashion show, right? So like if we were in a fashion show, what do you think our staples would be?
What would we be wearing if we were in a fashion show?
What would our fashion? Obviously, you would have a sock with a hole in it.
I was going to give you a real answer, but if you want to be like...
No, I mean, if you want to give a real answer, all right.
No. If you want to give the what we're like because of our wardrobe...
Oh, I'm wearing a black tank top and shorts.
You're wearing a black tank top, shorts, and then an overshirt of like a button down that's unbuttoned. And then you're wearing the same... like gray or red sneakers that you have, and then one of the necklaces, one of the like four or five necklaces that either me or Talia or one of your brothers has gotten you. That's what you would be wearing. What I would be wearing is usually pants, probably a button down, and then like black dress shoes.
Yeah, he says as he's worn the same pink shirt for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, because I actually have a real job, and 99% of the time I'm
he's saying
in
my
office
job's
wear.
Not real.
What do you wear for your job? What do you wear for your job?
Pants and a polo.
Okay, I wear a suit for my job. So
you choose to wear a suit.
No, I've been told to.
Because I have seen you on different days of your dress attire.
Well, Thursday.
What's in the air? Oh no. You're being mean to me today. I mean, mean to you too.
Yeah. You started this podcast off?
The meanest stops now.
Okay.
For Sydney. So I think I agree with you. You know, if we're doing that like real runway look, I feel like you would like really popped collar.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you would vibe with one of those.
No,
shirts.
If I was doing if we were doing a real runway.
Like a TikTok reel?
A real. First of all, Reels are Instagram.
I mean, I sure.
TikToks are just videos.
And Reels is like, isn't Reels basically TikTok? Aren't they like the same kind of like thing?
It's short form videos.
Everything's just short form video.
Oh my God. Okay.
I think you would be wearing some nice loafers.
Okay. No, listen. What we would have you seen the runway show that it was like the villains of like different TV shows?
Bro.
That's what we would be doing. Because you and I have such an elevated sense of wanting to like be in a fantasy, whatever, that we would be like, we look great, and be wearing like these overdone suits, which look great on them, great looking men.
I unironically think I would go on a runway in a full suit of armor. Like, unironically, I think I could
you would come home one day. Talia would be like just resting after like three straight days of saving lives. And then you'd be like, honey.
I don't call her honey, but keep going.
Sure. What do you call her?
What do you call Sydney?
That's between us. Can you stop?
I just want to know. Like, everyone has a different like pet name.
Okay. Talia. You're going to look at Talia and be like, I want to do something. I want to do something while we're in bed and walk in with a full suit of armor and feel like, yes, she's going to love this.
No, I'm going to find a fashion designer, right? Because there's really outrageous fashion designers out there, right?
Uh-huh.
And they're just going to be like, yeah, I have this design for it's like a cool modern suit of armor. And I would just go out. But instead of a sword, it's like a belt sword. And you just go, shing, shing, shing. You follow me here. Full suit made out of macaroni. And the shoes, you already know what I'm going to say, Donald. What are the shoes made out of?
What are
the shoes made out of?
I will not be held hostage by you. What are the shoes made out of? I refuse to be held hostage by you.
Donald, what are the shoes made out of?
They're made out of Italian leather.
Oh, you gotta make it Italian leather. You couldn't make it American leather or like Brazilian leather. It had to be Italian leather.
Yes.
Right? What's your deal with Italian leather?
It's considered a really good type of leather.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you own Italian leather?
No.
So then how would you know? Madam Web, all over again. You know, you gotta try things, Dolan.
You know there's a thing called Google, right?
You gotta try things.
You know there's a thing called Google, right?
I'm more of like a Firefox.
No, you're not.
Bing guy.
We both know. Bing. You would never in a million years.
You don't use Bing?
No.
Why?
No one uses Bing. Bing doesn't use Bing.
It's a pretty solid search engine.
No, it's not.
All right? It was used in The Amazing Spider-Man 1. Mm. You think Andrew Garfield's not is who's going to use Bing and
paid,
not?
They paid real money for that shit.
They really wanted.
They paid
really
real money for that shit.
Yeah. No, I think you would rock a nice cool suit.
I think on both a fashion of us runway. I think both of us would look great in different styles of suit. I think a very classic three-piece suit with a vest and just like very good to your body, I think you would fucking kill it. And like, right? And I think a nice like dark like earth tone shirt and like accents. I think that I could do like a double-breasted suit in like a blue suit. And then I think that like, let's say Anthony does this with us. I think Anthony in just all black, oh, right? With his hair like slicked back or put back. Oh, he'd look great. And then David, he would never wear a suit.
He would never wear a suit.
Yeah, that's where we'll stop.
But like, honestly, like either way, like what is fashion? Like, how do we even define it? That's what I'm saying. Like, it's so subjective that either way, we could go out in anything and be like,
what?
This, give me a random, like, Italian, since you were talking about Italian leather, give me a random Italian name.
Nope, not that one.
Were you going to say a dictator?
No.
Okay. I thought you were going to say Benito
Mussolini. No, I was going to say an Italian name that we said what a ghost in your apartment was, but we had to cut that out.
All right. Let's just say
we realized that it was not a nice name. I'm going to come up with a
random name from a random country that no one has never heard of.
Anthony all right? So, is an Italian name.
No, I got this. All right. Random name.
Pony.
Random name. Top of the dome. Random country. No origin. Sydney Sweeney, right? Designs this suit, right? And the suit is multi-talented. The suit is really a cardboard box.
Yes.
With like glitter on it.
Mm-hmm.
And like a Fortnite skin printed on your leg, right?
Okay.
$300 million, and people would be like, "That's fashion. It's iconic."
If she was wearing it, she can make anything look good.
You know the TikTok audio where it's like, "Why'd you do it?" It's like, "It's iconic, and I love doing iconic."
Yeah, it's from Kim Kardashian.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
I like don't know where most TikTok audio is from.
It's like some podcast that she did. I remember it because I was making a video and I had to change the iconic shit to another word, and that took me way too long to do. It took me like 4 hours to change the word shit to a different word.
Why can't you just say it yourself? Just go.
Because I don't have the sultry tones of Kim Kardashian.
I've heard you. You can do like a
sultry tone. Not Kim Kardashian.
If I give you a sentence right now,
I'd have to get nope. I'm choosing. Yep, I'm choosing nope. Peace.
Yep.
Because I know Sophie would leave that in.
I guarantee you that if I gave you a line right now, you mm-hmm. you could do like a sultry voice. Ready?
No.
We're gonna do this. I'll do it with you.
No.
I'll do it with you.
I say no.
I'll do it with you. All right, ready? So you're gonna say the line.
Okay.
The chicken is burning. Do it in the most sultry voice you can think of.
Okay.
The chicken is burning. I want to say something. I don't want to leave it in the podcast. It's good. Come on, do it for real.
I did.
Do it for real. That's your sultry voice?
Yes.
I'm so sorry, Sydney. So sorry for you. Come on. Do you
don't
want to give... Fine, no. give me a line. I'll give you some nice ASMR.
Okay. Natalia, I swear this suit of armor didn't cost money.
All right. But you know, you got to lean in, you know, get your knees up. I know I'm not really tall, but you got to get those knees high enough, okay? I'm going to get the mic closer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to actually look at my camera, which is not the middle camera, my personal camera.
Yes.
All right.
This would be the time you look at your camera.
Gotta get my eyes open and just, hey, the suit of armor didn't really cost that much.
I love the fact that you started with the.
Do you see the way she looked at me? That's love.
She looked at, you know, I don't know how to explain this.
I hate it with my hand.
You know when someone puts their eyebrows like this worried? That's what Thalia looked like. I love how you started that with the Into the Spider-Verse.
Hey. You gotta do it with the hey.
Okay.
Hey is arguably the most sultry word you could say.
No.
Hey.
Not even your mic agreed with you.
I'm gonna put Tono on blast. Tono, yes. Before this, I said the mic's gonna keep falling unless I put something in. He goes, "No, as long as you don't touch
hey,
it."
Hey, do you see how mine's not falling?
Why's your voice?
Hey, do you see how mine's not falling? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because I know how to use my mic stand, and unlike you, keep it from falling.
Tono knows how to use a mic stand.
I set up all the.
You don't know how to be a good boyfriend, apparently.
I know how to be a great boyfriend until my best friend decides to
terrible
out me
terrible. I mean, I am honestly shocked and appalled.
Listen,
that we have not been called for a fashion show, honestly.
Me too.
Honestly. Like,
I think we would look great as a fashion show.
And honestly, let's be honest.
Show.
Listen, I don't want to bash anyone's looks because everyone has their own style, right? Everyone has their own unique thing, right?
Yeah.
But
Evan has a black tank top.
I see some
and an
of these. Yeah? You want to talk
hey,
hole
listen,
in socks?
What?
You want to talk hole in socks?
I don't have holes in my socks.
Yeah, but you're not even wearing the right socks.
Okay. So you decided to slap back with two things that have nothing to do with each other just
because you're angry.
Evan
only wears a tank top. At least my socks don't have holes in them. They used to. Thalia threw out the ones that did.
Yeah, because she wasn't using them anymore.
Yo, that's true. But listen, like, I'm not trying to disrespect anyone's celebrity looks, right? But let's be honest. Some of the looks that I've seen at these Met Galas and stuff aren't it. And I get it. It's personal. Fashion is subjective, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like you and I could kill like a red carpet runway.
Yes, we could not probably. We could 100% do a classic look. The thing that they're doing is like they live in the spotlight, so they want to wear something that's a little bit more fun.
You know who always has good like look?
Can I guess?
Sure.
Childish Gambino.
No, but that's a good one.
He always comes dressed to the nines, dude.
No.
Someone else,
drippy.
Henry Cavill.
So here's my thing, right?
Yeah.
Henry Cavill dresses nice.
Yes.
But Henry Cavill doesn't have like a distinct like style. He's just, he dresses nice.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong.
You know the reemergence of knit?
Reemergence? Oh, like reemergence. Okay, I get you. I see what you did there. Like resurgence, but reemergence. I got you.
Okay.
That was smart. Caveat. Explain it.
I can't. Okay.
Okay, cool.
The reemergence of knit tops for men.
You're literally wearing one, yes.
Yes. Was because of Henry Cavill's stylist. You know that, right?
I believe it.
Yeah.
You know the...
Now,
the,
do I look as good as him in it? No. But like, knit? Henry fucking Cavill, everyone.
Yeah. Or Henry Favill, whichever you prefer. You know, knit sweaters became a thing also because of Chris Evans in Knives Out.
In Knives Out, yeah.
But everyone does not look like Chris Evans from Knives Out. And that's just unfortunate.
Honestly, I think the world would be a better place if... No, it wouldn't.
No, I don't think it would.
It would be a worse place.
If everyone looked like Chris Evans?
Chris Evans from Knives Out, yeah.
I don't think so.
I mean, it would be America's ass everywhere.
But it's just... It'd be weird because we would all look the same. How do you differentiate? How do you differentiate? Like, if you're like...
Say that word.
Differentiate. Differentiate.
Nope.
Differentiate.
There we go. We got it! Differentiate. It's differentiate?
Differentiate.
There we go.
How now, brown cow?
Sure.
Peter Piper
picked I don't know the
a pack of peppered pickles.
Okay. Why is he picking a pack of peppered pickles?
Because he likes food. He likes pickles.
Okay.
He's not like you that has like certain food things that he doesn't like.
Yeah.
That's not a shot at you. I'm just saying. Like,
so let me ask you a question. Is there a food that you don't like?
There's a few I don't like.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. Like I said, it wasn't a shot at you.
I'm just a little bit more outspoken about it, which I get it. Listen, everyone's allowed to like their own things. Like fashion. It's completely subjective.
And honestly, I understand. Listen, soda's not for everyone. I get you don't like soda. Chocolate, I think you're a little manic for that. But like, I get people don't like chocolate. The one that baffles me is bananas because I don't know why it gives your body such a toxic reaction.
I do. It's the texture. Texture is really important for me. And
like the texture of a banana, it's just like soft.
No.
Like it's just no.
Like, it's not. It's like gooey and mushy. And then like it has these little like
strings.
Not the strings. It's not the strings. Listen, I have looked at a banana a little too closely before. If you look at a banana real closely, it has like these ridges and it's weird. We don't need to talk about food anymore. All you like to talk about is food.
I like food.
I don't, obviously.
I never said the person that I thought. Pedro Pascal style always slays.
Oh, yeah.
Pedro Pascal has such a dope...
He has a good stylist.
He has a good style. Jeremy Allen White knows how to dress also. You don't know who that is.
Who's Jeremy Allen White?
From The Bear.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yes. Jeremy Allen White.
He has a
That's not
great,
who I was thinking about.
Who are you thinking about?
The guy from the Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Ooh, he dresses pretty nice, too.
Oh, my God. He is...
He's
a gorgeous man, and he needs to get out of his marriage.
Listen, hey, you don't. It could be a good marriage.
Let's say I am part of the, you know,
the
I am
dating of Hollywood.
Yeah, I am dating a Hollywood person, so I would have probably met them and seen this in firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
Probably isn't great.
Who do? Since you are,
you're good.
Know, yeah.
Okay.
Since
I lost him there.
Since you might be, you know, in the inner workings of Hollywood.
Yes.
Right. And like, if you're not, let's just speculate. Right.
Okay.
What celebrities do you think are like secretly dating? Because I don't know if you if
dating.
You're, yeah, I don't know if you've been under
Tom. What are the Toms?
And Zendaya. No, but they're publicly dating. I'm saying like, who? What's a celebrity?
Timothy Chalamet.
Uh huh. He's also in a relationship that's public.
With whom?
Kendall Jenner. No, not Kendall Jenner. Kylie Jenner. The other Jenner.
Kendall Jenner? I mean, period, girl.
No, Kylie Jenner.
Kylie.
I corrected
it. Oh, good for him.
Yeah, they actually seem pretty happy.
Yeah.
There was like a clip of them at the Oscars. It was kind of cute.
I think Lady Gaga and Bradley Pitt are dating.
Ooh, okay. I think if I'm not mistaken, I could be mistaken.
Am I wrong about that guy's name?
You 100%, but I just decided to go past
Bradley
it.
Cooper.
Yeah. I
got that. I love how you just kept going.
No, listen, I have learned.
But they haven't.
Yeah, I have learned. He's talking about Bradley Cooper.
I've not Pavlov dog you. I Pavlov dog you into just accepting my names.
No, I mean, listen. But I think
Bradley
he's also,
Cooper and Lady Gaga are dating.
I think he's also publicly with like, I think he's engaged or married, if I'm not mistaken. I have.
No, you asked me if I thought people were secretly dating. I don't care if he's in a marriage. I think the two of them are dating. With After Lady the Gaga. Star is Born, I think they fell in love with each other.
Okay. Could, maybe.
Or during.
Could be.
Honestly.
Maybe during, maybe before.
Okay.
Maybe after.
Yes.
I am fully convinced, and I will die on this hill.
Okay.
I think The Rock and Kevin Hart are secretly dating. They make too many movies together.
The Rock,
right?
Is definitely the bottom.
Could be.
No. He is.
All right. I think The Rock and... See, now I was about to say The Rock and Dwayne Hart, because now you have also made my mind forget names.
Is it like a virus that like infects everyone?
I hope it's not a virus.
No, I mean, is it like a mind worm that just me saying it infects everyone?
Maybe.
Is this just my way of getting everyone to just get names wrong? I think if everyone got everyone's name wrong, we'd live in a happier world.
It's just funny to me that you're...
Right, if I like was like, I forgot your fucking name. Brother, what's up?
I just think it's funny that you're so invested in like the movie industry, but you can't get any of their names right. It's like imagine being a ref and being like, yo, look over there. It's Tabron Hames.
No.
And everyone's like, you've been like at all of his games. You're like, no, man, I've only ever been to like Keikel Corden's games. And they're like, what are you talking about?
Sure. You make a valid
point. Or the other part, you don't remember what movies they're in. So they're like, yeah, LeBron, when he played for, you know, like.
The sad thing is, I can 49ers. Tell you, I can tell you everyone LeBron played for. No, the thing is that I'm more invested in like the sheer act of creating a movie than like who was in it. Like I can tell you their names in the movie.
What was Bradley Cooper's character name in The Star Is Born?
Shit.
I can name which movies they've been in. The movie we just talked about.
I actually don't know their
names. I'm fully convinced that like once the movie ends, your brain just get, like from a computer just goes.
Well, I remember the entire movie. I remember the way the entire movie was, and I actually remember a lot of shots in the movie. I just like don't actually care what they're named.
Also,
what the actor's name are.
Also, what would like The Rock and Kevin Hart's like couple name be? You know how there's like ship names?
What? I'm sorry, I was checking a text.
From Sydney Sweeney.
From someone.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know how there's like Brangelina, right? Like when Brad Pitt and Angelina did. Like, what do you think like celebrity couple names would be? So like The Rock and Kevin Hart would be Heart Rock.
Heart Rock. I hate that both of us
Heart
thought
Rock?
I hate that both of us thought that was a great idea.
We gotta mix more celebrities, and we gotta put who we put in Henry Cavill with? Chris Evans?
Henry Cavill and no.
Super America. Super America.
He's so proud of himself.
That's Super America. Dumbest
I've ever Super heard
America.
Him
what
say.
Are you gonna say? America Super?
I was gonna say Henry Cavill and Gal Gadot. But she's married, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Chris Evans is also married.
I feel like Henry Cavill hasn't really had any, like dating news ever.
He's had a bunch. He's dated a bunch of celebrities.
Has he?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of him dating anyone.
He has.
Good for them.
Good for them.
Honestly, what happened?
But, like, you really don't like Super America?
No.
Why?
Because I think it's dumb.
What would you come up with?
Not Super America.
Space Soldier?
That's cooler. That's cooler than Super America.
That's actually not a bad one either. All right, who else?
Super America sounds like you're making a political ad in November.
Since you brought up, Tom Holland and Zendaya. Don't they have one? Tom Zaya?
What's his last name? I'm so sorry.
Holland. I literally just said it.
It's just Zendaya. Zendaya's last name Coleman. Is Justin. This is why. I cannot know everybody's name because you know everybody's name. How in God's name did you know Zendaya Coleman?
Because my brain at a very early stage, right, decided to use all the knowledge that I should have had for math, deleted that, and decided that I can learn names and I could read really well.
You should be a reporter, dude.
I try to be.
We'll move on.
I try to be. The news is depressing, dude.
Well, you could have been an entertainment reporter. I have a connect.
There's not that many. We're gonna have the pod right here. All right.
I don't know, man. Zendaya and Tom just...
Has there ever been a time, like, let's be honest, right? Like,
Zom!
Wait, like the zombie anime.
Zom 100? Yeah. That never got finished because they were abusing their, like, animators or something?
It, like, finished, like, 3 months ago.
You know what I'm really excited for?
What?
The Solo Leveling anime.
That also came out, though.
I know.
Okay, I've been like,
but
dude,
there's
like,
a lot of, like...
You're, like, 4 months behind.
There's a lot
everything.
Of, like... what is it called? Not speculation, like a little bit of an aggression happening with the voice actor for the English dub.
I watch it in dub also. I think it's pretty solid.
No, I think it's great. But there's a lot of like he's getting like threats that if he does arise the wrong way.
Oh, I have heard of that.
And
which, by the way, that episode gets animated in like 2 episodes.
He made a TikTok responding to that. And I have never seen the man. I have never... Other than like hearing his voice in the anime, I'd never heard of him because you think I remember actors' names. I really do not remember voice actors' names. But he did a TikTok responding, and it was incredible.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna tell you some of the things he's done. You're gonna be like, "There's no way." So he's
okay.
He's in Solo Leveling.
Yes. Right?
He's also Zenitsu in Demon Slayer.
Really?
And it's funny because you know you go from like Nezuko to like. Arise.
Yeah, I know.
Like it's
also he's a good looking man.
He's a pretty good looking guy. Speaking of celebrities, like we've been talking about for the last like you know hour.
I would say about
let's be honest, we're a lot more invested. We're a lot more invested in celebrity lives than we realize, right? Has there ever been a time that
not
you
me.
Find out nope, you're lying. Has there ever been a time because you and I's friendship started with Jesse McCartney? Has there
when
ever
we
been
five.
A time that you found out a celebrity was dating someone and you were just devastated?
Pete Davidson and everyone he dates.
It's a pretty solid answer.
Right, because it's not... There's a twofold, right?
You gotta keep him away from Sydney.
You see Pete Davidson. You see Pete Davidson, and you're like, man, like, I get you. Like, you're funny. You ain't the best looking, and me neither. And you have mental issues, right? Like, I'm so happy you're flying high, dude. But then you see him date these, like, women, like, just like... gorgeous women and you're just like how and then you're happy for him but at the same time you're like brother just keep one of them like what you're such a stupid I'm sorry I know I'm cursing
hey,
a lot here
good.
But he's stupid he has like 30 women that are just like gorgeous and I'm sure some of them didn't treat him right or whatever but like why can't he keep someone
so here's my petition I want the internet to do its thing. Dalton's going to go into a boxing match with Pete Davidson.
Oh, I'd kill him.
Okay.
I'd kill him.
All right.
I would murder the man.
I don't, think you would. He's a celebrity. He has millions of dollars to get personal trainers.
Okay.
He could get Mike Tyson.
Sure.
To just like rock up and, you know, like teach him.
Sure. Being taught by Mike Tyson means nothing. You can't be Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson is a psychopath.
And that's why Jake Paul is fighting him.
No, Jake Paul's a coward. Why are you fighting a 70-year-old man?
It's funny because, like, I see the videos of their both trainings, and I look at Mike Tyson's and I go, oh.
But here's the thing. I never understood this because let's say Logan Paul wins, and everyone's going to be like...
Jake Paul.
Let's say Jake Paul wins. Everyone's going to be like, cool, dude, you beat up a 70-year-old man.
Yeah,
and then let's say Mike Tyson wins, and then everyone's gonna be like,
"You lost,
dude,
to a
70-year-old
it's,
man."
There's not a no matter what. There's,
the only win is that he's gonna get like $20 million from it. So listen, I would get in a ring with Mike Tyson right now if someone were to give me $20 million.
So,
yes,
give me a jingle.
I want you to do questions of the days in the style of George Rodriguez Hernan.
I don't think it should be that song. In honor of the release of the new one that's coming out soon.
Yes.
He's making the Underworld Saga. It's the what if I'm the mon? Questions of the day. Questions of the day.
It's pretty good.
You looked at me confused, but
I've never heard the song, if I'm being straight with you. I wait until the songs are out now.
Can you do one? I want you to do one.
What? Just I'm just
I'm going to give you a different song and you're going to do the jingle.
I did the...
You got to do your dues also.
I did the jingle.
You got to do your dues also.
I did the jingle once this season, singing the I take my... And you told me to shut up. So I'm not going to do it. Yes, you did.
I guarantee you I didn't.
You said, this is my thing. Stop it.
I didn't do that.
Play the clip.
She's not going to play the
clip. I will find the clip and give it to you so you play it.
She's not going to play the clip.
She's going to play the clip.
No, I'll play the clip. All right. Can I give you a song to do?
No.
Please?
No.
It's really important to me.
She played the clip. You,
but it's really important.
You already told me that it's not my thing. So I'm not going to do it.
It is your thing,
no.
though.
You already yelled at me about it.
But I'm giving... Look, ready?
This is what happens. This is what happens.
You
should be very careful with what you say because of this.
Synesthesia? Amnesia? Synesthesia? That one. Ready? I'm giving it to you. All right, ready? Can you do the On My Way from Brother Bear?
Tell everybody I'm on my way. Here's the problem. The tell everybody is just questions of the day. Questions of the day.
Yeah.
The questions are questions of the day.
All right, it's my thing. You can stop.
There we go.
All right, cool.
See, you see how like aggressive he gets?
All right, so Tono, I asked you guys, I said, hey, let's hear those.
You didn't
really...
ask me.
I did.
Oh.
Yeah, I sent it to you.
Where?
Literally.
Where did you ask them?
It's, on the Nerd Slice Instagram.
On our Nerd Slice Instagram that you should be following to see all our questions of the day that always come out Wednesday or Tuesday.
Maybe Thursday.
Maybe it's Thursday.
Occasionally a Friday or a Saturday.
Never Sunday.
Never Sundays. Never Sundays. Just like Chick-fil-A,
but you should be,
we're closed on Sundays.
We are. You should 100% be following us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, because we post different things
MySpace.
Everywhere. If you want to follow us on MySpace, if
follow
you want to create
MySpace.
Our MySpace.
We'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Just let us know.
Does MySpace still?
No.
Cool. Thank you, because I was 100% going to look it up.
Omegle chat? No, that's a thing?
Cool. I think they closed down chat, yeah.
That's the one that like randomly goes to the different...
Different people.
Yeah,
I think they closed it, and now something else is
cool,
like replacing it.
So I asked you guys, I said, let's hear those amazing, life-changing Shark Tank inventions, right? Because everyone's made cool inventions, right? You got the scrub daddy, right? Lets you scrub things.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I think that was the most... impressive invention that ever was on Shark Tank.
The Ring camera. It went on Shark Tank. They denied it.
Stupid.
And then they banked after.
Oh, 100%.
So I asked you guys, what are
And then
those...
Google stole it.
Yep.
The idea. And then now Google's more famous now.
It's Google. Monopolies, you know.
Yeah. Well, Amazon owns it too.
Yeah. Google, if you want to sponsor us, you know, just let us know.
We'll be part of your monopoly.
Bing
too.
If you want to sponsor
I'll use your search engine, Bing.
He will. Thono will use it
every
day.
I am 100% a sellout.
So I asked you
except
guys.
Except for the movie industry. I can fix you, Warner Brothers.
I asked you guys. I really don't know how to explain this. I asked you guys life-changing inventions. This first one here from Mystic Acerta. I'm going to explain this as best as I can. It's the inside of someone's nose. Called an inflamed membrane. Yeah, I'll just...
Insane in the membrane?
No, it's just the inside of someone's nose. So his invention is, I guess, an inflammation inside your nostril.
No, it's the peanut that goes inside your nostril.
See? Is there an actual peanut?
Yeah, there's a peanut. It's we'll put it here. Or Sophie will put it here.
I don't think we are going to put it here.
Sophie will put it here because it's just a picture. And she can grow up.
Speaking of...
she's going to kill me in this podcast.
Speaking of Sophie, her response was...
Oh, Sophie!
She did, yeah. Auto podcast editor.
Hey.
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 Hi.
Hey. That'd be cool.
Yes. No, I will make it with you.
Followed by this next one, witchcraft. We're not touching witchcraft. We don't touch witchcraft.
Witchcraft? I'm good with that. Who said that one?
Sophie. We don't know. No,
hey,
that's
two for two, Sophie.
I don't support it.
I support witchcraft.
Nope. No witchcraft here.
I support it.
I don't mess with
Why?
The dark forces.
What's so wrong with witchcraft? You know, in the olden days, and I say olden days, meaning like before the thousands, witchcraft was actually considered a good thing.
And then they got
stoned. Okay, so why no witchcraft? Are you the people who are going to stone them?
No, I just don't want to mess with dark forces that I don't
understand.
Why
is it a dark forces? Witchcraft used to be a thing from the earth that would heal people. And all you can think of is dark forces. You drank the Kool-Aid.
I think the last time I actually drank Kool-Aid was when I was like 9. Do you remember the twisty Kool-Aids? Those were bomb.
Okay, let's keep on going.
You've definitely had them.
I didn't. Does that sound like something I would ever have eaten or drank?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Nope. Okay. So the next thing after witchcraft, which is a great idea, solar panels on Tesla. Yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't.
They have an entire freaking sunroof that, like, listen, this is a hot take. Sunroofs are stupid. Almost no one uses sunroofs. You can have them, but almost no one actually uses
them.
You're
talking about like on the car that like the window like goes down like that. Oh, okay.
You have to live in a very specific place to use it or be in a very specific
mood. I feel like some people use
sunroofs. No, I'm sure. But like, my mother, my entire growing up had a sunroof. My dad has a sunroof. My brother has a sunroof. And no one freaking uses the sunroof because most of the time you're using your car to get somewhere. So, and hear me out. Replace the sunroof and then make it that I never have to charge my car again or get gas. 100% sold.
I can't
use 100% sold.
I can't use a Tesla.
No, you can't.
I can't.
That's your specific problem.
I know.
Tesla's, sunroofs on Teslas. Yes or no?
Yeah, I agree. Better than witchcraft.
Hey, David, I'm putting it. I'm in. I don't know what the people in Shark Tank say.
I think they say I'm sold.
I'm sold.
How much are you going to buy David's solar roof?
As much as he's asking for.
Okay.
All right. And the last answer for today comes from Hipster Henley. What's up, Henley? I was going to say hipster. A spoon that is also a fork and a knife at the same time. I'm pretty sure that exists.
So I think they have...
It's called a spork with a knife in the back.
That's what I was going to say. I'm pretty sure they have sporks that have knives in the back. I don't know if that was a joke or if they were just actually interested.
No, I think cutlery, that's an actually thing. And hey...
Cutlery?
It exists.
I said... She can quote you on this. I said, you know what would be a dope invention? Mm. Like an umbrella, right? That that basically is like this size that you could just take everywhere. Right? That it's like almost like a pen, like the Percy Jackson pen, but that when you like extend it, the fabrics come out and it's like a little tiny personal umbrella, but it's like this tiny and they made it. And I was so upset.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because I feel like I could have banked off that.
Yeah.
What would your Shark Tank invention be? What would your
A B&B, like Airbnb.
Oh, okay.
But like it's a Tinder.
I need you to elaborate
on
that.
Like, if you're trying to find a place to stay, you bring up the Airbnb Tinder, and you can place where you're going and what the day is, and then it shows you all the things, and then you can swipe right or left, and then the other person, like the owner of the house, can go through and see all of the times that they said yes, and then pick the ones that they did. But there's a lot of times with Airbnb right now where you have to like go through 1,000 different places. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, the beef I have with Airbnb. So I think that would be a cool idea and make it a lot easier to find places other than hotels, coming from someone who's been doing a lot of travel planning recently.
So I think that's cool. I think that's a solid idea. We're trademarking that. Don't try us.
We're not trademarking it. If you want to make it, please do.
What would you call it? Nope.
Hot houses in your area.
I like that.
Thank you.
I like that. Why don't you do that again? That made me really uncomfortable.
It's just that you go with your...
I don't know.
Go with your right. This is why
I always went with my right.
And I always do with this hand, right? Because if I go, I... It's like such a weird body movement.
That was so weird, bro. Okay. All right, so I can do like an actual answer. Or do you want like...
You Evan's... did an actual answer,
no,
didn't you?
No, but do you want Evan's like wacky, like if technology hits this far?
Dude, am I going to have a choice? You're going to give me both anyway.
You're right. You've learned. Don't do that again.
Just give me your fucking answers.
So it's a shirt, right? Mm-hmm. And a like a set of pants.
Those exist.
Yep, they do, mm-hmm. right? But it works is that... It has like a little like scanner. built in, right? And anytime you see like an outfit mm-hmm. that you want, it scans it and it turns into it.
Yeah, okay. So we have to rewrite the laws of physics. Okay. Yes. What's your other idea that's maybe more possible?
A spoon with freaking... I don't know.
So you only ever had one idea.
Well, no, I told you the umbrella one, but someone stole that one.
Okay. Well,
I'm trying to think, what problems do people have?
A lot of them. Can you find a way to make our... I'm not getting political. Never mind. I have decided... Why?
I was going to throw it.
Why?
I don't know.
You're not touching my phone again.
I never touched your phone.
Hey, thank you so much for watching another episode of the Nerd Slice Podcast. Like I said earlier, if you're not following us on our social medias, you definitely should. Our Instagram, we always post questions of the week. They're questions of the day because we do them on the day of. But please answer them. We would love to hear what you have to say. We're posting on TikTok and YouTube. Obviously, this podcast is on YouTube. It's also we do clips on YouTube Shorts. We post a lot of different stuff on TikTok as well. And all of the podcast channels, if that's your groove. But then you don't get to see our beautiful faces.
Unless you're on Spotify. Shout out to Spotify.
But if you're really listening on Spotify, why not YouTube? Like,
oh, hey. What if it's just easier for them to use Spotify? Your question of the day, by the way, because I realized that I forgot to give you guys your question of the day for the podcast.
Can we change questions of the day to questions of the week? And then our question of the podcast is just question of the day.
Sure.
Cool.
Cool. Your question of the day, not your question of the week.
No, questions
is, okay. Is obviously we talked about fashion show. What outfits do you want to see me and Tono in?
Oh, please.
If we get enough traction.
Please.
It can be wacky. It can be go on a suit. If you want to
DM us on Instagram.
Yeah. Or leave a comment in this video, right? If you want to see Tono in like a sundress.
Don't put a link on YouTube. Never mind. Tono don't do that.
I think you could rock a sundress. I think people would want to see you in a sundress.
I have 100% been in a dress already.
No, but I'm talking about specifically a sundress.
No, yeah, I have great calves.
They're not the witness.
No.
Thank you guys, as always, for watching. And we will catch you guys next time.
Bye.
It's going to splash water in your face.
Why? You're the one who has to pick it up after.
I know.
Yeah.